At the New Daniels, one of us for all of us. Election day is Tuesday, April the 16th. Go to the polls, April the 16th, and vote Anthony Daniel. One of us for all of us.
Begin right here in Midway, right here in Bullitt County. I was out in the fields picking peas with my grandparents when I could barely walk. They were sharecroppers. I'm literally one generation removed from being born on a plantation myself.
It's right here that I first learned what hard work looks like. I remember running up to the rolling store. Grandma would barter with eggs in exchange for groceries. But for me, I wanted that orange egg. I remember playing ball in a dirt court that was right over there. My grandparents were hard workers, and this community stuck together. We had everything we needed. When I got older, I took that work ethic that my grandparents instilled in me, and I applied it to sports. I was a pretty good basketball and football player. Then I tore my ACL. But I kept that work ethic. I dedicated my energy into my education. But don't get me wrong, I was still putting up shots on that dirt court here at home. I had a teacher that pulled me to the side and told me that sports wasn't the only way to achieve greatness. Dr. Gregory Graves changed the way I looked at the world. And it was my grandparents that planted that seed of perseverance in me. It was my teachers that planted that seed to always, always strive for excellence. And it was my time at the National Education Association student program that planted the seed that change could happen when people like us are in the room fighting to make people's lives better. The College Cost and Reduction Act of 2007 actually included pieces that I wrote. That's when I realized that it was my time to start planting seeds for others to succeed. Then I began my career by teaching at a public magnet school, a Title I school, and on an Indian reservation. In 2014, I was elected to the Alabama House of Representatives and elected House Minority Leader by my colleagues, becoming the first African-American and youngest person to receive that honor. It put me in a position to steer hundreds of millions of dollars of economic investment in the 2nd Congressional District. I worked with the Space and Rocket Center for robotics camps where we show kids who are growing up just like I did, that they can become rocket scientists and astronauts. I passed legislation for working families that puts more money in your pocket.
It's a new bill sponsored by House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels. In Alabama, workers will no longer have to pay the state's 5% tax on their overtime wages.
I know what it takes to make a difference. I'm always representing home, always fighting for you. I worked across the aisle to lower drug costs for seniors. I'm leading the fight to expand Medicaid for working families right here in Alabama. I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message because it's time that we have one of us in Congress.
My journey began right here in Midway, right here in Bullitt County. I was out in the fields picking peas with my grandparents when I could barely walk. They were sharecroppers. I'm literally one generation removed from being born on a plantation myself.
It's right here that I first learned what hard work looks like. I remember running up to the rolling store. Grandma would barter with eggs in exchange for groceries. But for me, I wanted that orange egg. I remember playing ball in a dirt court that was right over there. My grandparents were hard workers, and this community stuck together. We had everything we needed. When I got older, I took that work ethic that my grandparents instilled in me, and I applied it to sports. I was a pretty good basketball and football player. Then I tore my ACL. But I kept that work ethic. I dedicated my energy into my education. But don't get me wrong, I was still putting up shots on that dirt court here at home. I had a teacher that pulled me to the side and told me that sports wasn't the only way to achieve greatness. Dr. Gregory Graves changed the way I looked at the world. And it was my grandparents that planted that seed of perseverance in me. It was my teachers that planted that seed to always, always strive for excellence. And it was my time at the National Education Association student program that planted the seed that change could happen when people like us are in the room fighting to make people's lives better. The College Cost and Reduction Act of 2007 actually included pieces that I wrote. That's when I realized that it was my time to start planting seeds for others to succeed. Then I began my career by teaching at a public magnet school, a Title I school, and on an Indian reservation. In 2014, I was elected to the Alabama House of Representatives and elected House Minority Leader by my colleagues, becoming the first African-American and youngest person to receive that honor. It put me in a position to steer hundreds of millions of dollars of economic investment in the 2nd Congressional District. I worked with the Space and Rocket Center for robotics camps where we show kids who are growing up just like I did, that they can become rocket scientists and astronauts. I passed legislation for working families that puts more money in your pocket.
It's a new bill sponsored by House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels. In Alabama, workers will no longer have to pay the state's 5% tax on their overtime wages.
I know what it takes to make a difference. I'm always representing home, always fighting for you. I've worked across the aisle to lower drug costs for seniors. I'm leading the fight to expand Medicaid for working families right here in Alabama. I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message because it's time that we have one of us in Congress. My journey began right here in Midway, right here in Bullock County. I was out in the fields picking peas with my grandparents when I could barely walk. They were sharecroppers. I'm literally one generation removed from being born on a plantation myself. It's right here that I first learned what hard work looks like. I remember running up to the rolling store. Grandma would barter with eggs in exchange for groceries. But for me, I wanted that orange egg. I remember playing ball in a dirt court that was right over there. My grandparents were hard workers, and this community stuck together. We had everything we needed. When I got older, I took that work ethic that my grandparents instilled in me, and I applied it to sports. I was a pretty good basketball and football player. Then I tore my ACL. But I kept that work ethic. I dedicated my energy into my education. But don't get me wrong, I was still putting up shots on that dirt court here at home. I had a teacher that pulled me to the side and told me that sports wasn't the only way to achieve greatness. Dr. Gregory Graves changed the way I looked at the world. And it was my grandparents that planted that seed of perseverance in me. It was my teachers that planted that seed to always, always strive for excellence. And it was my time at the National Education Association student program that planted the seed that change could happen when people like us are in the room fighting to make people's lives better. The College Cost and Reduction Act of 2007 actually included pieces that I wrote. That's when I realized that it was my time to start planting seeds for others to succeed. Then I began my career by teaching at a public magnet school, a Title I school, and on an Indian reservation. In 2014, I was elected to the Alabama House of Representatives and elected House Minority Leader by my colleagues, becoming the first African-American and youngest person to receive that honor. It put me in a position to steer hundreds of millions of dollars of economic investment in the 2nd Congressional District. I worked with the Space and Rocket Center for robotics camps where we show kids who are growing up just like I did, that they can become rocket scientists and astronauts. I passed legislation for working families that puts more money in your pocket.
It's a new bill sponsored by House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels. In Alabama, workers will no longer have to pay the state's 5% tax on their overtime wages.
I know what it takes to make a difference. I'm always representing home, always fighting for you. I've worked across the aisle to lower drug costs for seniors. I'm leading the fight to expand Medicaid for working families right here in Alabama. I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message because it's time that we have one of us in Congress. Of Ben Harris and all of the folks that are helping out in Mobile County. So we're excited and looking forward to having more conversations with the voters of Mobile County so that they can understand the difference between myself and others that are running for this position. Someone that delivered for Mobile. In the time that we were having the debate on the BP oil spill money, I stood up on the floor with my colleagues, Barbara Drummond, Adeline Clark, Napoleon Brace and others to fight to ensure that Mobile County got its fair share of the dollars, kept the dollars in Mobile County from the BP oil spill money. I've also added work with them on money that we sent to support the port of Mobile, and we'll do the same thing in Congress. No, I don't live in Mobile, and I didn't live in Mobile in 2015 when I stood up for Mobile. I didn't live in Mobile the days that I've stood and supported resources going to Mobile to support the port. And so for me, I've delivered for Mobile even when I wasn't there. But this will give me an opportunity to be a representative for Mobile and all the other 12 counties within the district. And so I'm just excited about the opportunity and looking forward to engaging more voters in Mobile County. So invite me to your church, invite me to your fish fry, invite me to your home. I want to tell you about my vision for all of Alabama.
I'm not running for this position to say that I'm representing one county or the other. What I want to do is I want to deliver to every county in Alabama, in the second congressional district, all 13, and make sure that all 13 counties transform overnight and get the resources that they need. I believe in appropriations. I believe in helping people. I've done it in the state house. I reduced the prescription drug costs and working with Senator Beasley and others to reduce the prescription drug costs for seniors. I've eliminated the income tax on overtime pay for hourly workers in the state of Alabama that was sponsored by me, that was thought of by me, and it was executed. And so my colleagues and I, we work hard to ensure that people in Alabama have the best opportunities possible. And that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to fight for children. We're going to fight for adults. We're going to fight for the future, for Mobile, Washington County, the city of Clark County, Monroe, Conecuh, Butler, Crenshaw, Pike, Montgomery, Russell, Bullock, Macon, Barbara. We're going to fight for all of these counties to ensure that they can live the American dream right here in Alabama. It's time up for partisan politics that don't deliver results. I got the receipts for my time in the state house, and I'm going to have the receipts when you elect me as your next United States Congressman.
And good morning. Today is a great day, not only for the state of Alabama, but for Congressional District 2, specifically here in Montgomery County. My name is State Representative Kelvin Lawrence. I represent House District 69, which represents parts of Montgomery County, and I also serve as the House Delegation Chairman. And today, we're here to announce our full support for our colleague and our friend, Minority Leader Anthony Daniels. Representative Daniels has been a stalwart for not only the state of Alabama, not only for Congressional District 2, but for Montgomery County as well. Representative Daniels has always been on the front lines of progress, on the front lines of helping not just one particular sector of people here in the state of Alabama, but the whole state of Alabama as a whole. And we stand here today in solidarity and full support of him because we need someone in Washington that is ready on day one. We need someone that we don't have to go through their legal aides or their chief of staff to pick up a phone call from us. We need someone that's there, that's ready, that knows what to do, that has the experience, that has been in the trenches, that have shown that he can work for not just one particular group of people, but in a bipartisan manner as well. And so we're just here standing, wishing and hoping that all members of Congressional District 2 would consider and go out and support our candidate, Representative Anthony Daniels, for Congressional District 2. We know that not only has he been fighting for the state of Alabama as a whole, but we as collective legislators, we actually was on the front lines fighting to make sure that we get this district representation of people that has been disenfranchised for so long. We was on the front lines fighting the courts and making sure that we have representation. And so with that, we have Representative Daniels. He's done the work. He's been there on the front lines. And we just want to put our full, total support around him. And so we're asking everyone in Congressional District 2, Montgomery, our constituents, our family, our friends, our colleagues, everybody on the side of my voice, please join us in supporting Representative Anthony Daniels for Congress. And now I'll turn it over to Representative Philip Anderson.
Anthony Daniels, he has been a mentor. He, of course, has led our caucus, and he has looked out for each and every one of us. He is a team player. He's a skilled legislator. He knows how to get the job done. He knows how to deliver results. So I'm urging everyone in my district, District 74, here in Montgomery, to go ahead and return to the polls, make sure they vote for Anthony Daniels for Congress. And I will turn it over to my colleague, Representative Morris.
Thank you. Representative Tashina Morris, I represent District 77. right here in Montgomery County, and I am asking you to please go out and vote for our minority leader, Anthony Daniels. He has been one of the best people to work with. We don't have to go through another person to reach him. We all can pick up the phone and we can all call him. And he's going to, he always return our calls, and he's a great leader. When you are looking at someone who's going to lead Congressional District 2, you're looking for our minority leader, Anthony Daniels. And he's not just for Congressional District 2. He's working for Alabama. Amen. And he's been working for Alabama. And since I've come to the State House, I've watched him maneuver, strategize, and implement all of the changes that we need for our caucus. So I'm asking you in Montgomery County to go out and vote for our minority leader, Anthony Daniels.
Certainly, I'd like to thank my colleagues for their support and their confidence in me during my tenure as the House Minority Leader and as a legislator. And being fair, it's about being fair. When we're looking at sending someone to the next level, we're looking for a promotion. You want to make certain that you're sending someone that have done the job that they're currently in. We're also looking at someone that have had their rolled their sleeves up and been on the front lines. But without these men and women here standing behind me and beside me today, I wouldn't be the leader that I am. You have to listen and embrace differences. You have to make certain that you're paying attention to the details and whatever my colleagues in the House of Representatives need for their constituents. And we have to make certain that their voices are heard. And so you want to be able to send a leader that not just worked for a politician, but have been an effective politician in Congress. Because we cannot afford to send the wrong person to Congress. We have to send someone that focuses on the ideals of the people, not the special interests. We have to think about somebody that had Alabama on their mind the entire time, not part-time.
That's right.
And you have to make certain that you're electing someone that you can touch and feel. For me, Montgomery is my home. Montgomery is going to be my home, and Montgomery is currently my home. I have a place in Montgomery, but I have roots in Bullitt County, Midway, Alabama. So not just urban centers that have been cast aside and looked over will be represented, but also those communities that have never even had a call for their members of Congress. Now, the second congressional district will cut up in so many different ways to where these individuals, whether it's in Russell County, Bullitt County, Macon County, Barber County, or even Pike County, and all the way down from to Crenshaw, Butler, Conecuh, Monroe, Washington County, City of Jackson, Clark County, North Mobile, but particularly Montgomery, Alabama as well. And so we've not had leaders that actually understood the job that's in Congress. Someone that know all of these representatives and all of the local elected officials by name. We're not going to let what has happened in the past dictate our future. There are five military bases that are in proximity and direct or indirect directly in the within the second congressional district. And so we need to be able to leverage those military bases to drive growth in the region, like they've been done in some areas of the state of Alabama. There are individuals without health care access. Our hospitals are operating with a 40% uninsured rate because we have not expanded Medicaid in the state of Alabama. And so one of the first things that I want to do is introduce legislation that's going to give Alabama the opportunity to start over, to be able to receive 100% matching funds. I want to make sure that we're addressing violent prevention. We often talk about the crime rates increasing, but we never talk about the investments that need to be made in after-school programs and summer programs in all of these different areas that have been looked over. We haven't talked about the universal access to pre-K and early childhood for families, for young people to be able to live the American dream or be on a path to realizing the dream of their grandparents and parents. We've not had a leader in the second congressional district that understands appropriations and sending appropriations back to the communities that they represent. So you're not going to have the type of leader that's not going to be for the people. You're going to have the leader that's going to be responsive to every person, regardless of whether they're a city council member or in the state senate. And working in collaboration with our mayors and our small towns, because these small towns have been looked over. Their infrastructure is not in a position to, for them to even be able to attract industry in the state. We have to make certain that we get them the first piece and not selling them a dream of getting the home plate, but getting them the infrastructure that they need to be able to compete. That's all they want to do. They want to be able to compete. And so when I look at young people that in Midway, Alabama, or even Montgomery in between, I see young people that are living in poverty today, the same type of poverty that I lived in growing up, and nothing has improved. And so I'm fighting for those people. I'm fighting for people that have not had a voice in Congress. Because at the end of the day, we have to have someone that understands the game. Not someone that's playing checkers, but 3D chess. Someone that's able to help the whole district. I'm not going to divide the district and say I'm going to be for this county versus that county or not for that, this county versus that county. I'm going to be for all 13 counties. But I'm also, as Representative Moore has mentioned, I'm going to be for every county in the state of Alabama, the entire state of Alabama. Because I want young people to be able to dream, whether it's Midway or whether it's Monroe or whether it's west side of Montgomery. That is not where you begin that determines where you end. And that you're going to have a better opportunity because you see someone that have been where you are and where you're trying to go. And so I'll be engaged. I'll make sure that these representatives that are beside me receive the appropriation that they need to make certain that their district work. And so you have someone that you can count on. And a couple of things and I'll close. I work and my colleagues have worked alongside me as well. We've always, all of us have worked on legislation to improve the livelihood of people. I know that there are programs in high schools here to help young people long term that have been implemented by the men and women that are standing here. But I understand that what I've done in the Alabama legislature with the support of my colleagues, because it takes all of us. One person cannot control the legislature. One person can't pass legislation. And so we passed the overtime bill, the bill to eliminate income tax on overtime pay, which is a 5% pay raise for hourly workers. We reduced the prescription drug costs for seniors and people in the state of Alabama. We've added more pre-K classroom for the state of Alabama. And we're fighting against extreme legislation right now. And that's the same thing I'll do in Congress. You need a fighter. And for me, I've been here. I was in D.C. in 2006 and 2008, but I returned to Alabama. I returned to Alabama and rolled my sleeves up and been working ever since. I don't just show up into Alabama. And so what we got to understand is if persons don't have even a community service project they can point to in the state of Alabama, but they want to represent you, that's not right. But if you are in the highest offices in the land and you advise the Attorney General of the United States of America, but you didn't advise them on the overcrowdedness of the prison system in the state of Alabama that is in your purview as a federal, as the Justice Department? Or whether it's an officer-involved shootings around the state of Alabama that have not necessarily been investigated, not saying that anyone is guilty or not guilty. But if you're advising the Attorney General of the United States of America and you let Alabama continue to go to move backwards and not forward, I don't care how many slick mail pieces you send out with the president. Hell, there's a lot of people that got those pictures. I got one. And I have grandparents that raised me. They were sharecroppers. My mother was a sharecropper. But what they instilled in me, the values they instilled in me, has led me to be the leader that I am today. So you'll never know their name. But they're great people. But I'm running on me, not them. I'm telling you what I can do and what I've done. And that's the type of representation that we need and we deserve.
Amen.
Playtime's over. This is the big league.
Thank you.
It's time. Time we had someone in Congress fighting for us. As Democratic leader in the State House, Anthony Daniels helped steer millions of dollars into our district, fighting to raise wages, invest in our infrastructure, and create good jobs. Now he's passed a new law, removing state taxes on overtime pay, putting more money in our pockets. It's time for Anthony Daniels for Congress. One of us for all of us.
I'm Anthony Daniels, and I approve this message.
A progressive economic plan is how we grow. My name is Anthony Daniels, state representative of the 53rd District, the youngest and first African-American minority leader in Alabama state's history. Here in Alabama, we've introduced a farm-to-school bill. This bill gives local farmers an opportunity to sell directly to school systems, up to $150,000 worth of food and produce. We will show the next generation of young Americans that eating local is not only good, but an important part of growing our economy. We've passed the 21st Century Manufacturing TIF bill, which is a tool that can be used by local communities in order to give them a competitive edge to recruit industry to their area. This is something that will improve the lives of families, especially in those areas that are economically deprived. My growler bill allows local microbreweries to sell growlers, increase revenue, and to hire locally. Basically, expand their business. Many Alabamians fought to free the hops and allow the craft brew industry to grow in the Yellowhammer State. My growler bill broke down barriers that limited entrepreneurs who simply wanted direct access to their customers. It's an honor to be a part of such a distinguished group of men and women who've done wonderful things in their community. I look forward to working with you and sharing ideas that we can implement in order to make our country a better place.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're here today at the Alabama State Capitol Circle of Flags to move forward a program that highlights working for Alabama. We have a low workforce participation rate in Alabama. We need to increase that. We have training opportunities across the board that need to be focused and centralized. And so the goal of what we're seeing with Working for Alabama is putting together a plan that is going to give us an opportunity to be able to do that.
Now, I think it goes without saying, you know, with what's happened over the last few years, Alabama has grown our economy more than any other time in the history. We're a new Alabama, and we got to continue to do that. And I think we all work better when we work together, and there's no question about that, and today I think proves that.
Business owners all over the state tell me the number one limiting factor to growth is people. We want to solve that. We believe everybody's got a God-given ability. Everybody's got a passion. The purpose of education is to make sure that they get ready for a job. First bill I want to talk about is the Alabama Workforce Transformation Act. Senator Livingston and Representative Garrett will be carrying this bill. First, it's going to merge and consolidate duplicate workforce agencies in our state. Hey, we're also going to have industry representation through a board that's going to make recommendations and have a workforce development plan for our state.
The Child Care Tax Credit is a very important piece of legislation that will be moving through the House and Senate. What this bill will do is allow families and business to be able to work together. And this is another tool in the toolbox that will give us an opportunity to chart a path for families to be able to re-enter the workforce.
I'm proud to be with you all here today. We are bringing forward our different ideas to move the needle once again on another important issue. So y'all, let's get working for Alabama.
The goal is growing our economy, jobs for our folks. That's what we're excited about today. Keep in tune with what's going to be these legislative items coming. You're going to see them in the next several weeks.
I think this is important to show today. Alabama is not only just a pro-business state, we're also a pro-family state.
Alabamians today have over 80,000 families that's staying at home because child care has gotten so expensive for them. So our goal is to pass this bill so we can get the child care credits and help those families be able to get back to work.
Women make up a large amount of the workforce in the state of Alabama, but the participation rate among families have gone down, and so this child care bill will allow women and families to be able to get it re-entered the workforce.
It's not right for any Alabamian to be able to have to choose between providing for their family and being able to take care of their child. This is something that the state legislature should do something about, and we are. I'm thankful that I'm part of this and sponsoring this bill.